1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time 7:51 for Thursday of the month means State Representative Fred Camillo of Greenwich. And Representative Camillo, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Hanging in there, Tony. Good morning. How are you?
All right. Sort of kind of the dead time here with the legislation, but I just had a couple questions to get your take on a discussion by the governors of New York and Connecticut yesterday about pot legalization, and Governor Lamont saying it's, you know, could be a priority for him next year.
Well, you know, it's certainly something that is worthy of the discussion, and I'm glad to see that they're talking because, you know, when you don't talk to your neighbors and one passes something and the other one doesn't, sometimes it creates an issue at the one that didn't do anything. So that's a good thing that they're communicating. Personally, I'm not a big fan of it, but I'm open to the discussion. But, excuse me, I definitely think there should be coordination between the governors of neighboring states. So I'm glad to see that they met.
There's the idea out there that since next year is an election year for legislators, they may not want to take the jump into legalizing pot. What do you think?
Well, I've seen that before. Sometimes they'll steer clear of a controversial issue in an election year. So that would not surprise me, but excuse me, it also would not surprise me to see him take it up only because you know, the governor only gets a four-year term, and he'll be into his second year at that point, and he's going to want to see something done that's, you know, in his mind, productive or part of his agenda. So that would not surprise me if he got them to take it up. But it's certainly good news that they're, whether you're for it or against it, that they're at least talking.
All right. A number of new laws take effect October 1st, traditionally. One is the bump up of the minimum wage to $11. So what do you think about that?
You know, again, I'm not for that, putting, you know, burdens and mandates on small businesses again. It's just, I think you let the, you know, most of the small businesses already do that, but the ones that are telling us they can't afford it, you know, are the diners, the delis, the small restaurants, because they cannot compete with bigger ones. So when this gets up to 15, on top of all the other mandates we put on them, it gets to be a problem. And I know from experience talking to people here in town and in Hartford with a colleague that's got two of them that's got restaurants, one of them really it hurt because he had, the last time we did this, he had to cut back hours of some of his employees, and he didn't want to do that, but it was either that or raise his prices and possibly lose business, which could then lead to other things. So when government gets involved, I think it's, whether it's well-intentioned or not, you got to look at the ramifications and sometimes the unintended consequences of those actions.
All right, here we are in September. You know, the talk earlier this summer was about a special session for tolls. I mean, is this issue dead, or what? I guess it is, or is it?
At the moment, it is. It changes weekly, so it's almost, you almost get immune to it. It's every, you know, seems like every few weeks there's a different proposal, or one of the Democratic legislators will tweet something out, like I saw recently, that something big is coming in September regarding transportation. Well, we're almost to October, and I haven't seen anything yet. So I take everything with a grain of salt. There is nothing imminent, but that, who knows, that could change next week. They just didn't have the votes, and I assume that's still the case because we haven't been called in.
All right, so what happens then with this? Is it just going to get put off until next year?
Yeah, unless, you know, it gets harder and harder now as we get towards this year's municipal elections. It gets harder, you know, for people to go into secession and for them to call us in. That being said, you know, I know the governor's trying very hard to get something in place so we can vote on it, but there's been no indication at all that he's even close to it.
Any alternatives out there?
You know, again, you see these things. There's a big initiative coming in September. I don't know, because they're just tweeting it out and not giving any details. So, no, I haven't heard anything concrete yet, or nothing certainly worth repeating.
All right. Representative Fred Camillo, thanks for a few minutes of your time today. Enjoy the rest of your day and the week.
You do the same, Tony. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's State Representative Fred Camillo joins us the fourth Thursday of the month. And next Thursday will be into October, and that will mean State Representative Livy Florin. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:57. Traffic and weather together on the way.